But joining us now on the ticket hotline to discuss the 33-10 drubbing of the Cowboys by the Eagles is the owner and general manager. Hello, Jerry, and happy belated Thanksgiving.
Well, there's not too much happy about it, is there?
Well, I guess not if you're a Cowboy fan or the owner.
We lost the battle of the Mexican quarterbacks right there on national TV. And I'd like to apologize to all Cowboy fans for our performance. Now, having said that, the Cowboys organization will not be offering refunds for any of the Thanksgiving dinners you may have vomited up as a result of what you saw.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of that.
And I just don't know why we just always curl up in a fetal position on a national stage like that. I mean, I was just so embarrassed up there. Did you see? Did they show me up there?
Yep, yeah, they showed you up there.
Well, how did you pronounce it? That sounded weird the way you said it.
I was just saying the way you said it.
You didn't say it why I said it. And I was so disappointed that I didn't even order up my traditional Thanksgiving strippers up to the suite.
Wow, you were down.
I was. I usually like to get some old gal up there and eat dressing off her lady parts.
Oh,
and,
gosh.
I was so depressed, I just called and canceled it. Called on my flip phone. Canceled. And I just can't see any way that we can get that division away from them Eagles. Mm-hmm. That's a damn good team right there. And I think my best bet is to try to catch Roger Goodell at a low moment and see if he could throw us in that NFC South or something before the end of the season.
Yeah, divisional realignment rarely happens late in the season, Jerry. So,
well, I'm just hoping if you catch him enough beers into his evening, maybe he will put us in that division. It's our only shot. And, hey, our defense, what happened there?
Yeah, you might ask Rod Marinelli.
Very good.
Our defense stunk worse than that Rottweiler halftime show, or whatever that guy's
Pitbull.
Name is.
Pitbull?
Pitbull, that's it. That's it.
That was bad.
I don't know where Charlotte found that guy. He looks almost exactly like the mob enforcer I used to give a suitcase full of money to every 3 months to handle my business.
That's interesting.
He's not much of a, yeah, we're on the air.
Well, I hate to announce this, but I'm going to do it while we're on the air. Uh-huh. That as a result of that halftime show, I'm firing Charlotte Jones Anderson.
Oh no,
you can't do that.
Yep, I am. And out of my kids, believe me, I never thought she'd be the one I'd fire. I mean, she is the one I suspected was most likely to take over the team.
Yeah.
And not coincidentally, she was also the one I suspected that was most likely not my own. We had a pool boy one summer that was going to Harvard, I remember. Gene always inviting him in for moonshine and stuff.
Moonshine?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't much of a halftime show, but you shouldn't do that. Charlotte is awesome, and we really like her.
Hey, I got a riddle for you. You want a riddle?
Sure.
You like them riddles. I bet you do. I bet you do very much. What's short, has long blonde hair, and can't hold on to a football?
I don't know who.
Probably about 1,000 guys out there on the street, so what the hell am I paying Cole Beasley for?
Good point.
If only I'd taken Johnny Football, all this would have worked out.
No, quit going back to that when things go wrong.
I can't believe I let Steven talk me out of that. But Steven threatened to release another crop of pictures of me in a restroom with some women.
Your son blackmailed you?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
He did. But at this point, I wished I would have put up with a few upside the hits of Gene's rolling pin and got Johnny Football.
Well, I don't know if that would help you.
Jody, listen to me.
Huh?
We have got to win one more game this season because I cannot take another 8-8 season.
Yeah, that would be tough, wouldn't it?
If we finish 8-8 this year, I won't be alive this time next year.
Wow. Jerry, don't say that because it could happen.
And on my death certificate, cause of death is going to be listed Johnny Walker Blue. Three words. We can't do it. We got to win another game. We're going to do it. We're going to stay positive.
Okay, stay positive, and who knows, it may work out.
It may work out. I got to get out of here. I got to take Jerry Jr. to a 10-15 showing of that new Penguins of Madagascar movie. And I absolutely hate taking him to movies because he always has to go, just when I'm getting into the movie, he always has to go number two. I spend half the movie time, you know, cleaning him up on the quad.
All right.
Good morning to you.
All right, we'll see you.
What a great sight that would be.
There goes Jerry.